Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The Senate has voted not to convict former President Donald Trump of inciting the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the vote was 57-43 today, short of the two-thirds majority needed to convict Trump.
Seven Republicans voted with all 50 Democrats in favor of the article of impeachment, but it was still short of the 67 votes needed to convict Trump. The vote came after a five-day trial. Lead House Manager Jamie Raskin, a Maryland Democrat, argued Trump was worse than those who stormed the Capitol.
He named the date, he named the time, and he brought them here, and now he must pay the price.
But Trump attorney Michael Van Der Veen called the impeachment the result of a vendetta by Democrats.
This impeachment has been a complete charade from beginning to end.
Trump issued a statement calling the impeachment another phase of the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
The Biden administration has forced Georgia to pause plans to limit the expansion of Medicaid in the state. As Sam Whitehead of member station WABE reports, Georgia wants to include a work requirement.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says it's considering whether to withdraw a previous approval of Georgia's plan issued by the Trump administration. The state wants to expand Medicaid health coverage to some low-income Georgians who work, volunteer, or job train for 80 hours a month. But the Biden administration says that requirement has become infeasible because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and that it doesn't meet the objectives of the public insurance program for low-income individuals. A spokesman for Governor Brian Kemp, who spearheaded the state's plan, says his office is reviewing the administration's concerns. For NPR News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.
Some landlords are evicting renters during the pandemic, despite an order from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention aimed at stopping evictions to limit the spread of COVID-19. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, housing rights groups are pushing the administration to beef up the protections.
Studies have found that evictions can lead to more COVID deaths because people end up forced into more crowded living situations where they catch and spread the coronavirus. A CDC order is supposed to stop evictions for people who have no other good housing options, but critics say it is loopholes and landlords can too easily get around it.
So the simplest way to fix this is to just have a universal eviction ban right now, which means that all the people who need it are protected.
Seamus Roller is with the National Housing Law Project. He says a strong eviction ban should be coupled with rental assistance money. Congress has approved billions of dollars for that, and he says more is needed so landlords can get paid without evicting people. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
This is NPR News. A new chief prosecutor has been chosen for the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Terry Schultz reports a British counterterrorism expert will take the 9-year term.
There was intense competition and political jockeying for the chief prosecutor's job at the 20-year-old International Criminal Court. Karim Khan beat out three other candidates to be chosen in a secret ballot to succeed Fatou Bensouda in June. Khan has worked at almost every international criminal tribunal, but is best known for heading the United Nations investigation into the crimes committed by Islamic State in Iraq. Khan will be expected to make an early decision on whether to open a full investigation into whether war crimes are being committed in the Palestinian territories. ICC judges just ruled the court has jurisdiction, and after a preliminary investigation, Bensouda said she believes both Israeli forces and Palestinian armed groups may be guilty. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Opposition leaders in Guatemala are calling for investigations of the massacre in Mexico in which dozens of young Guatemalan migrants died. Maria Martin reports they say the possibility of state violence in the killings has to be investigated.
In the aftermath of the grisly murders of 14 Guatemalan migrants in the Mexican state of Tamaulipas, UNE party lawmakers will be traveling to Mexico to move the investigation along. Meanwhile, Mexico's president is warning potential migrants the Biden administration continues deportations and that it's dangerous to travel through Mexico, especially the state of Tamaulipas.
Maria Martin reporting. And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.